Did you know that if Abraham never stepped out of his father's house, God wouldn't have been able to do anything with him? There wouldn't have been a father Abraham. Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, Growing with Praises. This happens to be the last podcast of the year 2020, and I want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening, who has subscribed, who has followed. Thank you for your beautiful feedbacks. You have been amazing. This wouldn't have been possible without you. I love you and thank you so much. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled Step Out. Faith is your ability to step out even when you do not know what or where you are going. But you are holding on to the word of God that says, to a land where I will show you. Faith is walking on the word of God, just like Peter did when Jesus bid him come out of the boat. Did you notice that Jesus made a call to Peter? In Matthew chapter 14 verse 29, he said to him, come. And Peter responded by taking the first step out. Now, if Peter only believed in his heart, but didn't take the first step, he definitely wouldn't have been able to walk on water. If Father Abraham only thanked God for the blessings and for the promises God had made to him, without stepping out of his father's house, without stepping out of that comfort zone he had found himself, he would have just kept thanking God till he died without entering into the full experience of those blessings. You know, the Bible records that Peter took the step of faith and started to walk on water. But when he saw the wind was boisterous, he became afraid and began to sink. It is like that with so many of us today. God has called you, beckoned on you to step out of your comfort zone and begin to do what he has placed in your heart. You have believed it, written it down. You are excited about it. But when you look at the wind, you know, these are the circumstances of life, what people would think, the opinion of men, the approval of people. You begin to sink in fear, even though God has beckoned you, come. God is looking for men and women of impetus. So step out. You see, you need to get to a point in your life where you do not just expect great things for God or from God, but you attempt great things for God. I'll take that again. You need to get to a point in your life where you do not just expect great things from God, but you are ready and willing to attempt great things for God. Make up your mind that you will treat God's calling for your life, that vision you have for the year 2021, as a spiritual attack. Do you know how people treat spiritual attacks? If no, make sure you find out and apply such energy into those callings and visions and plans you have for your life. Do not observe the wind. Do not relent. No matter how boisterous the wind is, the one who walked on water and parted the Red Sea lives in you. The Bible records that Abraham was blessed in all things. Now you can find that in Genesis 24 verse 1. Not some things, oh, all things. And this was the result of one obedience. Come out of your father's house. And he did. You see, God may not show you the big picture, but you must trust him with what he has said. Hold on to that word he has told you and obey. God wants to bless you in your all things. You have a personal all things, and God wants to bless you in all things. But you need to give him something to breathe on. Abraham gave God his obedience. He stepped out of his father's house, and God breathed on it and blessed him in all things. Remember, when Abraham was stricken in age, you know, he asked his servants to go look for a wife for his son Isaac. And when his servant finally found Rebekah, he gave thanks to God and said, "I being in the way, the Lord led me." So you have to step out to be led. God wouldn't come into your house and drag you out. No, you have to make the decision of taking that step of faith, and then God will lead you. God wants to give you the best, but He wants you to take that step of faith first. It may not be easy. It wasn't easy for Jesus to accept to die on the cross, but He did anyways. And look at the fruit of His decisions today. Look at me. Look at you. We are the fruits of Jesus' decision to die on the cross. 2021 is just some days away. You see that dream, that vision, that calling? It is time to step out and let the Lord lead you. Let nothing stop you. The Bible says it is good that a man bears his yoke in his youth. Now is the time. Never forget this. The switch that turns on the forces of heaven is your decision. So God is waiting for you. God is waiting on you. You've got to move. And I pray for you today that your feet be set on fire to speedily carry out that which the Lord has laid in your heart. I hope this has blessed you. And peradventure you're listening to me and you are not yet born again, I would love for you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for me on the cross. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for me and was buried, and on the third day he rose again. I confess with my mouth the Lordship of Christ over my life, and I declare today that I am saved in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for saying this prayer. The Lord bless you and see you in 2021. Just so you know, 2021 is going to be an amazing year. God bless you.
A very good evening to you, Miss Praises. Thank you very much. It's an honor actually to be part of your podcast today, and I pray that God Almighty will continue to uplift you, take you from grace to grace in Jesus' name. Okay, so sorry I will not be able to write because it could actually take time, so I'll prefer to express myself in summary. Your question was if anyone willing to share his or her story on the journey through depression and how one overcame it. Well, I had so many depression. I had so many stories, and it wasn't easy, but I would be explaining shortly. So I'll be breaking it a bit by bit so you'll be able to listen properly to my words. Thank you.